What if I told you that Kamala is openly calling for more immigration?
Really?
She is. I am not kidding. Ugh. Of all the things.
Wow.
Is that not crazy?
What, she a border czar or something?
She is a special kind of border czar.
Oh, yes, she is.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she's it special is, something. It is crazy. I'll get to it in a sec. It's a 9:07 time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's also Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. One of the top stories is Fox News coming out and saying, you know, they're the people that estimate these things are saying, yeah, we're looking at probably a four-day delay to get election results.
Four days.
4 days in the modern, the modern era.
But we have computers and everything, Bob. Come on. Right.
Could send a quality signal around the globe 15 times in a second. Or less.
Yeah.
But we can't count all the ballots up there on election night.
You know, it's the irony is, you know, we used to send Jimmy Carter around the world to make sure that elections were fair and free and handled right. Maybe we need to drag him out of Georgia and, you know.
Put him back to work.
Put him back to work, checking out the election.
Yeah, it's it is sad, though, that, you know, at the end of the day, we can't tabulate things effectively. It's, you know, there's something wrong with the system when that's the case. I mean, yeah, I get it. Our parents and grandparents were probably much better at math than we are. I'm not saying they were taught and forced to learn all kinds of crazy math.
No, but they could add.
Yeah.
And
trigonometry and algebra and all that. But just regular math, they were better than we were. They knew all their times tables. I mean, I do, but I'm telling you. Quiz some of the kids today. See if they know.
Right. Like, yeah. And then have them write cursive.
I don't like when kids are cursive.
No, no, no. Write cursive, as in squiggly lines, not printing.
Squiggly lines.
Yes.
I know. You're not exactly the czar. You're not exactly the czar of writing. Or maybe you are.
Greg will
hold up notes for me that are like two words.
And he can't read them.
Oh, I can usually read one of them.
One word.
Which doesn't always help with the meaning
of it. And he looks confused. I am as good at the writing czar position as Kamala was at the border czar.
I'll give you that.
See?
I will give you that, my friend.
I've still got my report card as a child, and I got poor in writing. And also, Greg talks too much in class.
I can't imagine that.
Yeah, shocking.
I can't imagine.
And look at me now, friends. Look at me now.
Kill me now, friends. Oh, just kidding.
Kamala.
Okay, we're going to talk about the diversity visa lottery. Now, in 2018, about 3 in 5 likely voters said they wanted to see the diversity visa lottery ended. It was created by the Immigration Act of 1990, first introduced by then-Senator Ted Kennedy, signed into law by then-President George H.W. Bush. The diversity visa lottery randomly gives out 55,000 visas every year to foreign nationals from a multitude of countries, including those facing widespread terrorism like Afghanistan, Algeria, Egypt, Iraq, Lebanon.
Where's the genius in that
Libya,
idea?
Libya. Nigeria, Saudi Arabia, Somalia.
Oh, my goodness.
Syria, Trinidad, Tobago, Venezuela.
Venezuela.
Yemen. Uzbekistan. Yeah.
Unstinking
random.
Real. And who signed that, did you say? What president signed
that? H.W. Bush, the former director of the CIA.
Huh.
Not the CYA.
Oh, well, they did a little bit of that, too.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of it, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
But isn't, with that in mind, isn't hindsight an interesting perspective?
Nice.
But seriously, think about what we thought about the Bushes and the Cheneys 25 years ago. And in hindsight, what we see now.
Yes. I mean, if you try to look at the big picture, the view from 30,000 feet, you cannot forget that in 1986, Reagan signed the huge immigration bill that created amnesty for about 3.1 million immigrants. But we were told that this would be the end of us having to worry about and deal with illegal immigrants.
Doesn't 3 million sound like a small number now?
It's a very small number now. It had all kinds of border enhancements included in the bill. It had large penalties to employers who didn't check for legal status and hired people anyway. And it was fines that went up exponentially based on the number of times you got in trouble for it. They never completely funded it the way it needed to be funded. And I guess this goes, Democrats and Republicans had a hand in that. They both had, you know, friends, constituents are like, man, you know, we need the cheap labor. And some of those laborers, because I know because I worked beside some of them, they would go back. They'd go back to Mexico. They would work really hard for like 9 months, sometimes a year. And then they go back with their families, live like a king. Take 6 months, maybe even a year off. And still, it would be so much more money they'd have than the prevailing wage in Mexico. But slowly but surely, that 1986 Act had its teeth became little nubs. There was nothing,
got gummed
nothing
to
police it. Yes. Yeah, it became America's gum job. Yeah, not a good way. So, yeah, now we're in a place where do we really need to look for more immigrants to hand out like lottery tickets to bring in more? When clearly we can't handle the onslaught we've already had. But yet she'll sit there with a straight face and say it's a great idea. Yeah. A plan championed by Vice President Kamala Harris on the presidential campaign trail would import more migrants to American cities and towns through the Diversity Visa Lottery, an immigration program infamous for bringing a convicted Islamic State terrorist to the U.S. I mean, think about it. If you're in one of these countries that they target to give them these visas, Afghanistan, Iraq, you don't think Somalia,
Venezuela?
Yemen?
Come on. Who
gets to choose who the recipient is? In other words, who sends in the list of candidates?
Oh.
You see what I'm saying?
Oh, because they got to come from somewhere.
Yeah.
A list, a name, but in the lottery.
And they could be, yeah, we'll send our little, spy people, our little terrorist people, our little biological warfare people, whatever the case may be.
Right.
It's unsafe. It is unsafe. But yet, there you have Kamala out there pushing for it.
Now, we're not surprised. And meanwhile, you got 2,500 more in a big caravan heading towards the border.
Yeah. As part of the legislation, recipients of the Diversity Visa Lottery would only have to live in the United States for 3 years on their green cards before they can apply for naturalized American citizenship, cutting the current wait time for naturalization by 2 years. Yeah. Already, the nation's foreign-born population has hit a record 51.6 million.
Wow.
And again, this is not a shot at legal immigration.
No.
We know that legal immigration done right actually does make a country better, stronger, smarter, if it's done correctly. If it's done incorrectly or without any real safety nets, no real vetting, then you have what we have now. And what we have now has not come to fruition. What I mean by that is a lot of bad people got in, slipped through the cracks.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of time before they get organized. And then what?
Ugh.
9:16 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We'll cover all the material we need to get you all the top stories. And we're about 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. On this Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling, you're listening to 97.3 The Sky. To all be patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on the sesame seed bun.
Oh, I know why you said that.
Really? You know it all? You know the Big Mac song like I do, I guess.
I know a lot.
Why am I bringing it up then?
Donald Trump.
You're right.
Okay.
Circle gets the square again. You're number one in the class.
Woo! Hey, I'm the only one in the class.
Yeah.
But
you definitely have class.
Thank you.
I will leave it there.
It's third, but you got class.
Trump serving customers at McDonald's drive-thru in Philadelphia. I got to tell you, if this guy's this evil, mean, wannabe.
Fascist.
I don't see Hitler doing the same thing back in the day.
You don't think he'd have like gone to the, you know, the Wiener Schnitzel drive-thru I don't know.
It was a slide-thru.
Yeah.
Let's slide you.
Oh, yeah.
How would you like a kraut dog?
You know, you're right. Anybody who watches Trump
like the kraut dog? Sorry, go ahead.
Just doesn't seem, that doesn't seem as warm and fuzzy and friendly as Trump at all.
It's not.
Because you watch how he interacts with real people, and that's why they like him. You watch some of those folks that were, you know, and again, they were checked out by the Secret Service, but they were thrilled to be in line to see Donald Trump. They're having a great time, and they got some extra fries because he threw in extras.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, did I mention that McDonald's apparently released a statement Sunday saying it has no record of Kamala Harris ever working there.
Whoops.
As she has repeatedly claimed, the fast food company also noted, we in our franchises don't have records for all positions dating back to the 80s.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I mean, how many positions did Kamala hold?
I don't know.
I think just the fry girl, wasn't she?
Who knows?
Went on TV, you had the Fly Girls.
Yeah.
If you went into McDonald's in California, she was one of the Fry Girls.
I can see that.
The deepening scandal, which social media has dubbed Stolen McValor.
Wow.
This comes from John Nolte, who writes up at Pieces for Breitbart. I thought that was a good one.
That is good.
Stolen McValor.
The meme I like is they're dropping the Mick, and they're just going to be called Donald's, and they're going to sell the Big Don.
Oh,
I like that one too.
I think there you got something there. Would they also have a Don Jr.?
See, it's perfect.
And how about a Kimberly Shake?
Oh, you wish. Yeah,
a Kimberly Shake.
Okay, there you go.
Thank you very much, everybody.
I'll give you that.
Shaggy Rolls. I'll be here for about 35 minutes, maybe. This was all brought back in the spotlight about Kamala and McDonald's because, obviously, with Trump appearing at the Pennsylvania McDonald's.
Coincidence?
No, I don't think so. I think they wanted to kind of spotlight. This guy never worked there, but he's willing to put in some time now. And yet, it sounds like her memory is a little vague. Mm. A little vague on that.
Yeah.
Now, I believe that she probably went to McDonald's.
Yeah.
I have no doubt.
And
she probably did order the fries.
Probably so.
But was she actually in there dropping the fries into the bubbly hot grease? Maybe not. This is considered a win-win for the man now widely seen as a 2024 front runner. He had the opportunity to show off his charming side, ability to connect with everyday people, while pointing to what looks like more and more like a shameless lie in Kamala's biography.
Shocking. No.
After being in the public eye for decades and writing two memoirs that never mentioned her time with the Golden Arches, Harris only first mentioned working there at a 2009 union event. As she planned to run for president, I guess maybe top of her mind, it was the closest she could think about to an actual, like, blue-collar worker.
Right.
Like, hey, I was right there with you on the front lines, you know, cooking up the fries and getting dirt under my fingernails. And, yeah, I can relate to you working people. Wow.
Well, she was raised middle class, you know. She might have mentioned that.
Well, I think mom was some kind of engineer. Dad was a professor. I mean, middle class,
upper middle class, yeah.
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 Media requests to her campaign asking for verification of her McDonald's employment have been ignored. Although this could be easily verified through tax records or people coming forward. As it so happens, I worked for a few months, this is John Nolte saying this, at a McDonald's in the early 80s. And could easily prove it by requesting documents and naming at least a dozen people who I worked with or who knew I worked there, including my parents.
Oh.
Yeah.
There you go. Interesting.
Yeah. I could also come up with witnesses who I worked with or knew I worked at the gas station in Port Charlotte on Highway 41. The Gulf Station.
But no one has come forth and said, hey, oh yeah, we worked with Kamala. When she was a blast. She was a hoot. Boy, could she drop a fry.
Either negative or positive. Isn't it interesting that not a single person has come forward? Like, you'd think someone would come and say, oh yeah, she's cute as a button, or, oh, she was an idiot.
That was a rock.
Yeah. But neither one.
Neither.
Which makes us believe that maybe she's not telling the truth. Maybe.
Again.
Except this time it's not very important versus 8 million people across the border. But anyway, it is 9:28. We're about 15 minutes away from things that make you smile, and you know we need it, so hang in there. More headlines on the way as well. It is a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling, and you are listening to 97.3 The Sky. You know, it's not often, dude, you get to, like, test drive the amendments, man, but... It's number three, man. It could be a cool.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's what the people on the roads need. More dope.
Oh, man.
Dopey drivers.
Like, they're going to drive even better and pay attention to the lights?
Well, maybe just stay home and dig into a bag of nacho cheese Doritos.
Yeah, I wish they would.
That's fine with me.
Smell it everywhere.
Yeah, whatever you do. Do it in your own house.
Exactly. Stay there.
Yeah. And hide your keys.
Oh, yeah.
All right. It is 9:38, and you're listening to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. One of the top stories is, well, I don't know if it's kind of shocking, but 4 days before we get election results, that's what Fox News, or at least some people there, are guessing.
That's shocking.
We're not going to know the election results for 4 days afterwards. So what would that be, November the 9th?
How long did the whole dangling Chad thing go back and forth in Florida? Because I was in St. Louis
at
the time.
It was like 36 days or something crazy.
So in perspective, 4 days doesn't sound bad.
I had time to plan and do my show when I was based in Orlando.
Uh-huh.
Did it up in Tallahassee.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, because there was so much time to go, well, hey, might as well take the show up there in the middle of the action.
Oh, that was something else.
Yes, it was indeed, wasn't it?
Mm.
All right. Oh, so Kamala the other day was, giving her a little speech and putting down Donald Trump and all that.
Oh, yeah.
And then somebody said something along the lines of, Jesus is king.
Yeah.
And she said, oh, you're like at the wrong place.
Yeah, at the wrong rally.
It's like, you should be at the smaller one.
How rude.
Well, it was very, very rude. Clearly, she didn't think that one out at all, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
But, this is how Trump basically, how he addressed it.
The Trump rallies, we don't tell Christians to get lost. We tell Christians to get out and vote.
Yes. Right on.
Gotta love it.
Yeah. Isn't it interesting? He's the bad guy, the dictator, and all that.
Yeah.
His message has been much more upbeat.
Oh, yeah.
Than hers.
Yeah.
I mean, the only time hers is upbeat is when it's completely vague.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to bring you joy.
Notice they dropped that whole thing.
I'm going to bring you joy. You know what else brings you joy? Heroin brings you joy.
It doesn't mean it's good for you.
Oh, no. No, it's a very temporary feeling, and then you have a very bad feeling. But yes. Yeah.
They have dropped it. They have moved on. That was not catching on at all.
Well, people are not feeling joy when they go shopping for groceries and fill up their car. I mean, you can't escape that. And that's something that, the Trump folks need to just keep pounding into people's minds. Let's see here. Election night, 2 weeks away. VP Harris, former President Trump, dashed to the finish line. This is from Fox News. This week's forecast looks like their outreach efforts, the latest evidence of a smaller divide between national and state polling. So you've got last week's power ranking showing that both parties' coalitions have changed meaningfully since 2020. So, they call Florida likely GOP as well as Texas, but not solid GOP.
Well, then get out there and vote. We'll solidify that vote.
But here's your toss-ups.
Yeah.
Okay. Nevada, Arizona, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Georgia. I think of the toss-ups, Trump's going to win Georgia, North Carolina, mm-hmm. Pennsylvania, Michigan, and maybe Wisconsin. I think he's going to take a bunch of states.
Yeah. With Michigan, you think the anti-Kamala vote because of the whole Middle Eastern stuff with Israel, you think that's going to be part of the effect there, you think?
I think a lot of it is going to have to do with the automobile industry.
Oh, that too, big time.
I really do. You're right. I think they finally can kind of see the future and they go, if we go with Kamala, there's going to be Chinese battery-operated cars in everyone's driveway, and we're going to be SOL.
Uh-huh.
I think they're finally getting that message. And then it'll still be up in the air whether Kamala gets that vote coming from the Muslim voters, whether she's going to get that. I guess if she says, oh, yeah, hey, during my administration, don't forget, we're the people that leaked out the Israel attack on Iran, huh? Do you get any points for that?
Yeah.
Isn't that frightening?
It is.
All right. Mark Cuban opened his pie hole. I'll tell you what he said in a minute here.
Shocking.
The Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Good morning, Nostradamus.
Hey, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. You're talking about the election. We saw what happened last election. We went to bed. Trump was going to win. He had won. We woke up. He lost. So, they might do that again. A lot of people are saying that no matter who wins, there's going to be a lot of civil unrest after this. If Trump wins, 2020 is going to, the summer of 2020 is going to happen all over again.
They talk a good game about what'll happen if whoever wins or loses.
Right.
If Trump wins, you're going to have a lot of crybaby. You're going to have the bleeding eyes, blood coming out of their eyes on
screaming in the streets
on all the lefty networks.
Yeah.
There's no doubt. But will there be any true unrest like in the streets? Honestly, I don't think so.
I
could be wrong, but I don't see it. Now, if Harris wins, especially if, you say, if we go to bed, Trump's winning, and then it turns around again, I think there's some people that are at that point where they can't really take it much longer.
Yeah, people think that boxes suddenly showed up after part of the, accounting staff were sent home and things were found under tables and plumbing issues arose and stuff like that. Then you might have a problem.
I can tell you where I think we're going to have problems, and that is going to be the overseas vote. Apparently, there are not good protections in place. They've never really truly dealt with that. There are places where you can somehow cast a vote from overseas and not be asked for proof of citizenship. I don't have all the details in front of me, but that could turn out to be the major weak spot that maybe people who had been working very hard to be able to monitor and keep all these things in check. There were some state laws that were changed in various states. Pennsylvania was not one of them. And I think Pennsylvania is kind of that target of the people that are going to cheat. They're going to do it via Pennsylvania, pretending like they are an overseas American.
The fact that you already have put that together is a scary thought.
Yeah.
That's concerning.
Well, I heard something about it on the Patriot channel.
Right.
And the way that it was presented, I was like, wow, that really is a loophole.
All the more, we keep telling you, get out and vote.
Oh, yeah. Got to get out there. Early voting is going on everywhere. Oh, and by the way, when you have this analogy, hey, we went to bed and Trump was winning. I have a fix for that. We ain't going to bed.
We'll just stay up all night.
We ain't going to bed.
Actually, I did last time. I stayed up all night. And then for that, it was so depressing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's not think about that.
Let's not. Let's be positive.
Okay, first let's get something stupid out of Mark Cuban's pie hole.
That's easy.
He was on with Squawk Box, CNBC, and talked about Kamala Harris changing her views on many positions because she's not an ideologue. she is open-minded.
Oh, yeah. It was so wide open, everything fell out.
She's not an ideologue.
Mm-hmm.
She's the most left of center senator when she was a senator.
Yeah.
How can you not be an idea? Okay, maybe she's not an ideologue in one sense of the word, but nobody was more progressive to the left than Kamala Harris, even Bernie Sanders. So, you know, Mark Cuban, really?
For a smart guy, he's not too bright.
Yeah. I was going to make some reference to Cuban cigars, but nothing was really hitting home in a short period of time.
And it's time to turn things around anyway.
Absolutely ready for things that make you smile. Up, positive thoughts that you share with us, brought to you by the best dentist in the whole world, Robin Larson Dental. So call in now with your upbeat thoughts, non-political. You can do it. 877-975-9825. Good morning and welcome. The Bob Rose Show continues. Greg Cassidy is here. Now it's your turn. Call in. Air it out. Something upbeat, positive. We call it Things That Make You Smile. Brought to you by Robin Larson Dental. 877-975-9825. Call in now. Hangman, what's making you smile?
What's making me smile, man, is, you know, Marion County, Ocala, in general, Florida, I would say, I was displaced for just a little while because I had damaged my house and my RV. And, you know, my insurance and FEMA, they came through. So I've been, like, living from, you know, hotel to hotel or whatever with these vouchers. But I finally said, man, I'm going to treat myself. So I went to my favorite sushi place in Ocala and sat down, got a beer, and ordered the most expensive sushi roll, which is lobster roll. And I'm enjoying the heck out of it, enjoying my beer. And then the waitress comes up. She said, those two young ladies paid for your tab. I'm like, what? I'm like, all right, okay, cool. So they get up, and I stood up, and I said, I can't thank you enough. But it's just the outpouring for the veterans, you know, because I was wearing my veteran's hat. I think I'm going to staple it to my head from now on. But
That is awesome. Well, God bless you, Hangman. I'm glad you finally got a break there. Let's go to Jeff. What's making you smile?
God decides who I am. That's what makes me smile.
All right. I like that. Let's go to Mark. What's making you smile?
Hey, good morning, Bobby Grego. What's making me smile is to see the Yankees and the Dodgers in the World Series, because when I was a 9-year-old on October 18, 1977, I was physically watching the TV while I watched Reggie Jackson pound 3 home runs in Game 6 of the World Series.
Yeah. Yeah, that was good stuff. Hey, Greg, what do you got?
Hey, a couple of things. If anybody sees Tony Love, and you know who Tony Love is around Alachua especially.
Show him some love.
It's his birthday today. I'm not telling you how old he is. And my friend Logan Goodman.
He's a youngin'.
He's 21 today. Good kid.
Good conservative kid.
Good right
Good church-going conservative kid.
Great family.
We need more of them.
Absolutely.
Tell him to start a family.
Happy. He's not married yet, but he's got a girlfriend.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Well, get things started.
In order.
I mean, in order. Well said, sir. Well said. Hey, it's Things That Make You Smile, brought to you by Robin Larson Dental. But don't go away. We're not done yet, because coming up next, folks, it's The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR.
The Sean Hannity Show.
Everyone knew a Cat 3, likely Cat 4 hurricane was coming.
Afternoons at 3.
Joe and Kamala had given the money. They took it out of the FEMA fund to give to their unvetted illegal immigrants.
On News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. A top climate Harris campaign aide, Kamala Thorndike, appears to be walking back Vice President Kamala Harris's unconditional support of fracking, a position she earlier had opposed vehemently back in 2019 when she swore she would ban it. The flip-flop underscores claims made by critics that she's just an empty political shell. Yep, she said Harris no longer supports land leases for fracking. Let's make it simple, Kamala. You just need to make up your fracking mind. And that's your smoking gun. Brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I am Bob Rose. God bless you and your whole family. Have yourself a great, safe day. See ya.